I'm going to read one of my older poems this morning, first published in 2007. Nostalgia. What did we do for fun back then? Who can remember? We lived in lead-walled rooms where, to feel better, everyone smoked. JFK, LBJ, MLK, everyone, anything, everything. Outside, late-night lightning, which originates on Earth, appeared in its way to strike from above, curving our dreams laterally. Cloud-to-ground lightning, that's the anomaly. Control the lightning's gas, and you can turn it into talking machines and M16s. And where did the women go at night? Like birds, they seemed to disappear, to just cancel out when the sky belled black. Those positive and negative charges, they're not like theories of rightness. Theories of rightness founder on bad moods, not bad science. There were more cats than humans in the rooms then, not necessarily an indicator of intentional relationship building. Now, you can predict lightning now that we know it begins here, not up there. You can't predict humans or birds, especially now that the poles are melting and carpenter ants are learning to breathe salt water. Or you can predict men, but it won't make you feel better or understand bird behavior. And cats, they're just going to be that. They'll never help you self-reference or crack jokes. Cats lead narrow, serious lives, devoid of theories, and repeat their days in their dreams, which is why they have no more ambition than the Buddha. What did we do for fun back then? What made us laugh? No one can say.